Simen Shintes, Tiltul Aledei Devoracher, Imutor Beshabbos. Shulchan Aruch in Seif Aleph says the follows. Noitel Odom es Bnoi Vo'evin Beyoda. A person is allowed to pick up and carry a kid in Shabbos, even if the kid is holding a stone in his hand. Ve'lechoshiv metaltel ha'evin. And it's not considered that the father is carrying him the stone. What is the heter of the kid to carry the stone? Why the father is not mechuyav to mechanach him to drop the muktzeh? We'll have to say that we're talking a katan shelo higia lechinuch. The Shulchan Aruch says, when you're allowed to pick up the kid that is holding a stone, as it's not considered that you're carrying the stone, v'hu sheyesh le ga'aguim pirush sheyesh le itzovon k'she'ein ha'imoviv olav, he's crying that his father will pick him up. Today, most times it happens with the mother. And if not, the kid will become sick. We'll see later that it doesn't mean real sick, it means a little bit sick, or he could become sick, he could become weaker. Stamp to play with a kid to pick him up. You're not allowed to. No. Shulchan Aruch says, the heter is only with a stone, not with a piece of coin, with a dinar, you're not allowed to pick up the kid. Now, in this halacha that it says in the Gemara, that you're not allowed to pick him up when he's holding a dinar, only a stone, it's two shittas. One shita holds that it's the same issue. We said you're allowed to pick up a kid with a stone, but you're not allowed to pick up a kid with a dinar. We'll see later the reasons. And the other shita, that this is the shita of the Shulchan Aruch here, that with the dino, you're not allowed to even hold the kid's hand when he's walking on his own. Because it's a gzera that you will pick up the coin. We'll see the Shulchan Aruch inside. Afilu lecho izatinuk biyodo yivu me'alach beraglo vosu. Chayshin en dilme nofil vosu yavu yele asuya. The father will pick it up. V'yishayimim shelo yosru elok shu noise atinuk im adino biyodo. Aval lecho izatinuk biyodo ava pishadino biyad atinuk ein bekach klum. Aber to pick up the kid, to walk with a kid in the hands, holding his hands, and he's holding a dinar, is no issue. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah Keseda, Sivkot and Aleph. Ve'evin beyodai, so there's a heter to pick up the kid with a stone, that is holding a stone, when he has ga'aguin. Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot and Aleph, U'mayri, shu bechotzer de'ein bo'yelo mishum yisur tiltu. Ve'lekach lo'yosu b'zeh, mishum tzara de'tino kede lekamon. אבל ברשוסורה במבדה יוסו משום איסור רצועה. וכשנויסס התינוק הרי הוא כאילו נויסס האבן ביודוי. It's not allowed to pick the kid. It's an איסור די רייסה. And before she asks, even without a stone, you're not allowed to pick up a kid. We're learning שין חס, סיף קוטן, סיף קוטן ממלף, בשבור explained that it's even that a chai is נויסס עצמוי, but it's an איסור דרבונן to carry a kid. Even Bershus HaRabim. So Lechura, why the Mishnah Berurah has to come to Yisur Deiraisa Voitzoy on the stone? Anyway, it's also, but for sure it's not Kaminas, the kid is sick, as they go, with the six fakes, Karmelis, all different things that the Mishnah Berurah was done. Shinches, Seif Kotten Memalef, Seif Memalef, when it could be a Bimuto to carry a kid, but with a stone, for sure it's also. Seif Kotten Beis, Gaagui Molo, Velekach Leos, Utiltul Shul Abiyodai, Memokim Sekon Aschoyli. So the Mishnah Berurah says there were matur b'mokim choyli, but only if it's not a tiltul b'yodai mamish. So the Primogodim and the Mefoshim really shtel that l'chure b'mokim choyli is shittas later on that even mukze gomur you're allowed to. So shayle. And here the Mishnah Berurah says clearly that they were not matur. We have to say that this choyli is not a choyli gomur. So slightly choyli. Some say it's not even a choyli, a weakness. V'im teimar, force the kid to throw away the stone. We have to know this crying is also in Madrege von Gaguin, Bemele, everything is mutter. Or even if it's less, the heter is to pick him up. We have a kasha as a chi of Neil. I can't be menar because the kid will cry. אם נופן האבן מיד התינוק אוסר להגביר וליתנו לו, זהו טילטול בידיים. אלא יריד התינוק מהכתפו, he will take him down off his shoulders,
The Yagbiya Atinuk is a heaven, the kid will pick up the stone. The Yachzo Vitlen and the father will pick him up. Avali Main, Gagoyim in Alelaut, the Mashemetaltela Atinukim Amukze, it's considered Keilu who Atmoy Metaltela Amukze Baosu. Mashem Mishabu, it's Keilu, he's carrying the stone. Baosu Avuela Asuya, and Adino. Salema, when Nimsa Metaltela Amukze Biodaim, the Zoytir Afilu Mokim Shinagal of Shash Choyli Aben. So they were not matir in Adino. Here again, the Russian Mishnah Berurah says that it's not pikuach nefesh. Mashma, even if it's choyli gomu, they were not matir. You have to know why. Some shittas hold that they were matir mukta bevokim choyli. Maybe here, because the gzera that he himself will pick it up, and then it's not negiat to choyli. So they were maimi divreim even bevokim choyli. אם הדינה ביודו רוצה לאימא, דעוז יוכל ליטס ולאימא, דה כשם שהתירו בשביל התינוק, לישראל או תקרי דקיד, כשהדינו ביודו, אף שממילא מטלדל גם הדינו, כך מותר ליטלס הדינו עצמי ביודו. I don't want to explain. I know I stopped here in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah, and I will explain why. The second sheet of holds, you're allowed to give a hand to the kid. But you're not allowed to pick up the kid when he has a dino. Why? And what is the gzeire? Not stop that if the kid is carrying a dino, it will fall, you'll pick it up. Just you will think, if it's mutter to me to carry the kid with a dinner, I will come also to pick up the dinner myself. And these are the words of the Magen Avraham. I'll repeat again the part of the Magen Avraham brings down. Yocholitas lema, the kashem sheitiru b'shlatino, kliso, lisayenu, to carry him kshadino b'yodoy, av shemele mistadal gam adino, ken mutter liso sa dino ratzim b'yodoy. The Mishnah Berurah added a couple of words. Achas shenofal, velitneli adatino. Now that the father will come to pick it up and hold on to it, because he will give it to the kid. The Magen Avraham never said these words. And the Magen Avraham could say, he would say, the father would say, they were mad to me to carry the kid with the dino. Vice says, they were mad to me, Yisro Tiltu. So I could carry it. But the Mishnah Berurah added, to give it to the kid. And in Shara Tzion, Ches, he says, Ki nire poshut kavonos la Magen Avraham la me'ayah. What is the pshat here? He learned, not that the father, the pashas, we said, the father will think, it's mutter to carry mukse. Don't know why he will think like that. This is what the Mishnah Berurah came to say. He will not think that it's mutar stam. It's mutar to carry for the kid. So he will come and pick it up for the kid. But it's interesting. In a stone, he will not do it. He will only do it in a dino because it's expensive to him. But he thinks that it's mutar for the kid. But mainly he will come to do it. This is Be'etzem, this halacha. Now one maybe a little bit to explain what is going on here. The Mefarshim have a shaila. Come, we'll start to clear. Pick up a kid that is holding a stone that is holding muktzeh. What kind of muktzeh it is? It's one way to learn. It's mamish considered carrying. Why it's not considered tiltul min atzad? We'll see later. Carrying a basket with a stone inside is tiltul min atzad. Because it's derech, and when it's derech, it's not considered tiltul min atzad. Till the place you want to say, even the Moshe Mishnah Berurah says, we saw in Shilches to push a muktzeh. Let's say the baramuto to push bones with a knife or a fork. It's tilt them in atzad. It's only stamped to push them off the table, but in the plate that it's darker bekach, could be it's tiltul gamu, like yichayev alo itzoe. We made it tiltul gamu, but they were matir it letzoyrech that the choyle shelo yichle. Because in sof it's not mamish biyodai. Some say it's not mamish tiltul gamu, but it's even more chomu from tiltul min atzad. But this is one pshat, achashu shtayim. It's a tiltul gamu. And they were matir. So we have to, why they were matir? Shelo yichle. I shake it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the kid will cry. So maybe this is also like mokum choyli. Or we'll have to say that the heter is mokum choyli. But I am mechuyiv to be menayir. Vali will cry, I'm not mechuyiv to be menayir. I'm not so clear. Mikol mokum the derech aleph is that it's mamish a tiltu. It's the one matir it. Primogodim also wants to learn like that. You see, asses on the lotion of the Shulchan Aruch, v'lechoshim metal to la'evet. The second way to learn it is a tiltul min atzad. So the question is, so why you have to come to Gagoyim? Without Gagoyim, I'm allowed to pick up the kid. And he cries if I drop the stones. I'm not mechuyiv to menayir. So I'm allowed to pick up the kid. Same thing in a dinner. Why I'm not allowed to? And we'll have to say that here, while he wants the stone, that the kid will have the stone, it's considered a tzech davar ha'asu. It's not so poshut to understand that such a thing will be davar ha'asu. Now, La Aloche, we paskin. You're allowed to pick up the kid with Yeshle Gaguim, with a stone. With a dino, you're not allowed to pick him up. But you're allowed to go hand now, but to go hand by hand with him, it's two shittas in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishabura says in the Biur Aloche, Rabach Noket Lechumri Kesvo HaRishon that it's also, Aval Yorabe Kosad Yeshlis Mechal Derazum Mishim Sakon HaSchoyli. So if the kid is going to cry, you're not allowed to pick him up with a dino, but you're allowed to give him a hand. You're allowed to give him a hand. Now, the police can have a shayla like this. To pick up a kid that is carrying a muktzeh machmas isu. And I will explain. Mitzad picking up the kid, what is the isu? So lechura, even without gaguim, has to be muta. Why? The kid himself is not muktzeh to him, so it's muta to you as well. If it's expensive, Hidro Cheshabes wanted to say a very interesting point. He wanted to say like this. If we say that it's Osul Bedino to walk with him, Shema, he will pick it up. Here's also a Gzeira Shema, he will pick it up. If it's a Yisrael to pick up a Dino, a kid with a Dino, Shema, he will pick it up. Here's also a Yisrael. So he says like this. If it's not expensive, you're for sure allowed to. And even if it's Adga Aguim Lechu, you're allowed to. Pashtus, so for him it's not mukta, for me it's also not mukta. I think for both ways. Even to the shita that it's derech tiltul bekach, but while by the kid it's a tzayrech, I think I also have a heta. But the question is if it's expensive. So the shita is like this. To pick it up, the chua is also, gzeire, you will pick it up yourself. To go with him, the chua is stolen the shittas, the katchilena, the diyevet, if he's going to cry, you're allowed to. The chua. Here we have a mokum to clear that if the Mishnah Berurah said that the Isur is that the Fidah Shita is to pick it up, to pick him up with a dino, because I will pick it up and give it to him, so could I'm allowed to pick it up and give it to him? I mean, it could be to be mutar. If the Gzeir is standard, I will pick it up, for sure it's also. But mainly like this. The Fidah Shita, I'm allowed to go hand by hand, because maybe I will pick it up. So for sure it be also to carry Klish Vlach to the Isur if it's expensive, and to carry the kid if he's holding it in his hand. And the same thing would be Yisur to pick it up. To pick him up. If he's a shita that it's mitzvah, I'll pick it up and give it to him. Lechur, here is no Yisur. So if we learn that, like Mishnah Berurah, and we learn that the Yisur that he will pick it up, like the Pashas among Avram, that if I'm allowed to pick up the kid, I'm allowed to pick up the Muktzeh. So even Klishim Lach to the Yisur is a reason to ask him, because I will come to the Yisur. But if the Gzeir is I will give it to him, I'm allowed to give it to him. By him it's Tzorech Gufay. We'll go to feed that side that is called Tzorech Gufay. For the tzad that is called Tzorech Gufay. But, Zog Dor HaShabbos, Lekatchile, not to do it, because V'choshesh Lekatchile to the Shita is that even hand by hand it's also. Another shaila was ma'ir to me, a bocher, David Pollack, a very nice shaila. You have a little kid. You want to move him, you want to make him to laugh, and you're picking him up, and Punk is holding a muktzeh in his hand. And it's hard for you to menayo. You're allowed to pick him up or not? Be'ashkofa Rishoyno, I will say it's also, like Mishchan Aruch says, it's also to pick him up, but he's holding a stone. He had a little time to say, look at Suya, you don't want him to pick up the muktzeh, and you don't mind that he will lose the muktzeh. You just really want to move the kid. If we're looking at like Titul Milatzad, could be it's mutter here. Because I'm not interested that the muktzeh will go with him. I'm not even trying to help the kid. He doesn't have guy going to me. So could be a bia mokar, if he's that sad, again, only if he's that sad, could be a bimuto to pick up such a kid. But the passion is for sure it's also to pick up such a kid. Seif Beis. Kalkolosho is in a kuva, the stoma beheaven. You have a basket and there's a hole and there's a stone. Muto letaltalo sharinasis kadafna becomes a part of the basket and it's not, you're not carrying mukta. It's bottle. Muto lemalo is vechein, glass, a dallery. When it's empty, it becomes like a pail, and you could take water from the well. But it's light, so you put a stone inside to make it heavy. If not, you're not allowed to. See the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Vav, Nasek Dafnu, Mayri Shehitko, Yofel HaKalkolo Yishekosher. Doesn't become a part of the wall of the basket. A dry dallery. It's light and it flows on the water. Toilim bo heaven k'day leach bido. V'im lav osu sha'adlas atzum mukze shenas es bosi v'dover haos.
And here we have two questions at this aloch. One question is, Primigodim already is mitzai in it, and Shechono Charav has viburim on it. A stone, if it's miyuchad lo'ilom, it's not mukze. We'll learn before Shinches, Siv Chav Beit. And not only that, even if it's miyuchad l'zman, if it's dalke bekach, it's shita that even for one Shabbos you could make a yichud. So why it's mukze? Some want to say because it's not koshul, so it's not oimed letashmish. This is the reason. But I'm saying it's mechudush. There's another bigger question here on this halacha. And this is really a big question. Mishneh Berurah says, this is in the lomdus of Shabbos, we see again Sivkot Ches. V'im lav osu sha'adlas atzma mukze, why the dlas, the dalari himself becomes mukze? Shenasis bosis ledover osu. The question is like this. We learn in Simen Reishin and Tess, Sivkot Ches. Person has a dish and puts on top of it gizei tzemer, pieces of wool, to warm the stick, to keep the heat. You're allowed to open the dish in Shabbos. And we don't say that the dish is a basis to the gizei tzemer. Why? The aside of basis is that this is the base, and the basis is meshamish to the mukze, like a table to the candlesticks. But when the mukze is meshamish the basis, it doesn't have a din basis. Like a stone on papers of the material that will not fly in the wind. It's not a basis. Here, lechur, the stone is to put the glass down. So the stone is meshamish to the glass. That's why it's not a basis. Why it is a basis? Tzorchim. And the same thing from Shin Yud Aleph, Sivkot Mechavtes. The Rashash with the ass is the kasha. And some want to say that avada, it's not a basis. So the stone will go off, the glass is not a basis. But it's valets on it, so it has a shame. Basis, clappy, that if you carry the glass, it's considered you're carrying the stone. Normally you only could do a niyur, you can't pick it up. But it doesn't mean that it's a real basis. Seif Gimel. Kalkolo meleo peres. In this seif, we're starting to learn the halachas of Tiltul v'Natzat. There's a lot of halachas, and we'll start maybe k'seder advorit. Seif Gimel. Kalkolo meleo peres. A basket full with fruits. Ve'even b'toicho. And there's a stone inside. Im em peres retuvim, kigoin te'enim ve'anovim, yitel esek moishu, shim yenayar ha-peres mitoicho yafsidu. He has a basket full with fruit, and he has a stone inside. It's not a basis, because it has heter and isu. So the aloha is considered tiltum min atzad to carry it. But as the aloha, even though they were matir to make it tiltum min atzad, if efshar beniur, if you could take away the mukze, they told you have to take away the mukze. So the Shechonor says like this, if the fruits a fruit that will get spoiled when you turn it over, you're allowed to carry it, k'moshu. She'im yenayir ha-peiris mitechem yafsidu, the fruits will get spoiled. Aval im peiris she'en nifsodim, like nuts, yenayirem v'yenayir gam ha-even imoim, v'lo yotaz lo imoim, and not to carry the mukta. V'anu milik she'en tzorich ala la-peiris ala kalkolo, aval imu tzorich la-mokim ha-kalkolo, metal k'moshu. If it needs the place for the kalkolo to be clean, he can't have the stones here, he's allowed to carry it. So the halacha is like this, before the Mishnah Berurah. Tiltul min atzad is a lot of cases. What we're learning today is to carry a basket with stone and fruit is tiltul min atzad. More than that, a basket with a stone is also a tiltul min atzad. And the halacha is letzer davar ha-mutar is mutar le-moshar. If I need a place to be clean, I'm allowed to do a tiltul min atzad to move away the table, even if it has table candlesticks on it. I'm allowed to move the kalkola even if it's a stone on it. Or if I have basket of fruits and I want the fruits to be somewhere else, let's say davar hamutar, I'm allowed to do tiltul min atzad. No, it's a chiyuv niyu. This is the first halacha. Let's say hamuktzah, dahayinu, I have a table and I have candlesticks and I want to take them to their different room that the candlesticks will not get stolen. It's the davar tzor davar ha'osur, it's also to do tiltul min atzad. Now we'll see the Mishneh Berurah inside Sivkot Tes. K'mo yishehi, av sheyesh even b'toicho v'nasa kalkol ha'bosis le'isu v'le'eter, והיתר חושב יויסר, רובות על האיסור לגבו. ואבי כאילו אין הבוס, ישרק להיתר. ואף על גב דמילה מטלטל גם האבן, שורי לטלטל לכלכולה ולהגיע למוקים שירצה. ואין צור ללקד הפרס מתך הסל ביודר. He doesn't have to take out the fruit from the basket in his hands. פן יפלו לאורץ. Different places says it's תיכה יסיירה.
some say pen yiplu laoretz. Avel mapeis menochim b'salim k'tanim techa kalkolo, itlim b'yodim techa kalkolo. But if you could do niur, it's peres yivoshim, he's chayev to do niur. The Mishnebura explains if you've got niur, and you have to remember this Mishnebura. Avel mshikeivon shiyochel b'yze eitzo letaken shiletalto lo'even, lo'ikilu b'ze, av shu bosos l'isu v'le'eter. וכן אם יוכל לנער האבן לבד מתך הכלכלו ולהשליחוי אוסו גם כן מחוי בזה כמבור לכמון בסימן שניות סיב חס ומשנבור הלוינס וחיר ובניורס כיוון שיוכל באיזה צייצו לתקן נאטו מטלטו לאבן they didn't want to be matter חזניש is a different נוסחוס that if you could do it easily and you're not doing it so the meister tiltu is misyachas to the mukta kiyo you carry the mukta by your day when you can't it's misyachas to the head. We'll see later a big enough community, Rabbi Yashi, was mechadish mekayach this Mishnebura. So you've got Yud Aleph, Yenayrem v'Yenayr, ve'achar kach yachzo v'yanichem v'techa kalkol le'im yirtze la'agiyom la'shulchot. Ve'achizayr shele yisparzo achas heino ve'achas heino. But they'll not get spread around. Ve'yavochi osu le'laket o'yisom v'lanichom achar kach b'techa kalkol le'im shum uvda dechoyl. If they poured all over, they isu to collect them, to put them back, and said uvda dechoyl. So here the Mishnebura with the Agav said a big chidush that the fruits are spilled all over the house is the isur lelaktim it's aluv de dechoyl. Be'ezus Hashem in Simen Shin Lamedei we will see when it's osur and when it's mutar to pick up a lot of toys of kids, cars and little different cars, little things that kids play with and it's a lot. You're allowed to collect them or not? Fruits you're allowed to collect. You're not allowed to collect. What is the gather of the isur? We'll leave this to Simen Shin Lamedei. למוקים הכלכלו, תאוזי אפשר לנער, if he needs a place, he can't have the stone here. לשם היפה לאבן למוקים שצורך עליו, לקח יוכל ליטלוי כמו שהוא עם האבן, ולטלת לה על מוקים שירצה, ואיני רואה ששם מניחן כמו שהיא. So this is the הלוך of טלטול מן הצד. Now, you're allowed to do it, we said, לצר דבר המוטור, you need a place, or you need a heter somewhere else, and you're not מחויב to מנער, if the parents have been nifsa. What would be if the mukta would be nifsa? You have a table with candlesticks. If you turn it over, they will break. Shmir Shabbos is machriya in Perek Chof Seif Memtes that it's muta. We have to know it's a big shaila with Rab Kiva Eger later on. Could be b'chai gavna it's also. For example, if he doesn't need the place, doesn't need nothing. He doesn't want the ganovim to steal the candlesticks. Avada is not allowed to. The shaila is here. How to look at it? He's not doing it because he wants the mukzeh. He just needs it not to be here. But if it gets spoiled, so he's carrying it. It's different. If he's doing it in a case, l'moshel, that he doesn't want it to get stolen, then Rav Kiva Eger asked, and Rav Kiva Eger added a case. We'll have to see later if it's still Rav Kiva Eger or not. If he wants to use the mukzeh somewhere else, it's also a shaila. For example, he has candlesticks, and he wants the light to be somewhere else. Some poiskim are matir, Shmir Shabbos is matir, it's really told in Reisha involved. So again, the mukta shaloi posa, the Bach brings down, we're going to have one brings down that it's muta shaloi posa. To use the mukta, it's really a bigger shayla, you look at Shmir Shabbos, perik chof, if memtes, al chof asadvorim on it. Now, there's another aura here. Mishabur said, why it's also, if you could lenayar, you mechuyu to be menayar. Shim efshal etaken bekal. Chazanish said different nusach. Because if efshal etaken bekal, you're not metaken, we see you doing it for the muktzah. What would be Erev Shabbos? For example, Zot Rebel Yashi, Rebel Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says only like a tchile. You have a fridge. I'm not going into the shayla of opening the door is carrying tiltul or not. We'll say that it is called carrying. You have bottles of drink, but you have also muktzah in the door of the fridge. You have a drawer, you have muktzah and heta. You're allowed to open it in Shabbos. Maybe Stam it's not called tiltul to open a drawer, but even if it is, you're allowed to open it. There's a lot of hetzer, but you have some muktzah there. And you know you're going to use it in Shabbos. You can't do a niur in Shabbos. Rabbi Yashi says you'll have to take out the muktzah before Shabbos from the drawer. If you're about to open the drawer in Shabbos, even though there's no bosses because there's more hetzer there, but if efshar bekal not to do tiltul min hatzad, you have to do it. So you have to do it Erev Shabbos. If you don't do it Erev Shabbos, you're even on the sisu. The shayla lefi the chazanish that it's lefi the mishnebura it's poshut as it because efshar bekal etaken is mechuyev. Lefi the chazanish that it's not mitzad efshar bekal. Just val is no tirchen, he's not doing it. It looks like he's not that he's doing it for the stone. Yesh li istapek chaygavnes erev Shabbos. And Shabbos, if you could make a niur and he's not doing it, it's a raya, he's trying to carry the stone. Masha'ingen, in this case, that it's an erev Shabbos and he's not taking it out, it's not a raya. But some say not like that. Now, anyways, in these cases that he needs the mokin of the stone, he's not mechuyev to menayer, tzarech mekoymoy. It's mashma in the Mishnah Berurah that he could carry on taking it to where he wants. And he needs the kalkola, and he's not mechuyev in the middle to make a niyu. Shekeven shibol yodei beheter, he's allowed to carry on carrying it. It's not so poshut, we'll see b'ez Hashem next year, there's a Rav Kiveh Eger on it, and there's a big shayla on it, but stimas loshen Mishnah Berurah is, itlenu lemokim sheyirtze twice, mashma that he's allowed to carry on holding on to it.